Welcome to the Vincent Moreland Show, More Land, More Sports. Colin Towns and I make our Week 14 predictions of the NFL, and we also discuss our fantasy football matchup for this week, playoff edition. Enjoy the show. And welcome to the Vincent Moreland Show, More Land, More Sports. Carwin, welcome.
Thank you, Vincent. I feel very welcomed. Glad to be on another week, another game of football Sunday.
Yeah, game time starts in 9 hours, Carwin.
Yep,
that so, is. Both of us are up really late. Why are you up late? Why are you up this late, Carwin?
I couldn't miss another grand opportunity to be on another podcast.
I really appreciate it, man. Like, I don't want you to stay up this late like that ever again, but...
But I wasn't that tired, so I probably would have been awake anyway.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
I took a nap, really.
Mm-hmm. I see the Panthers, they're finding some players for virus issues. I think I may have missed this headline for the week. Carolina Panthers expected to find players who broke COVID-19 protocols at least 10K. Oh, so this isn't even a league. This isn't even a league punishment. This is a Carolina Panthers punishment.
As they should.
On Monday, the team placed DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that?
Sure did. Wait, now, he should be off.
No, I'm saying on Monday they put him on there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, so were they not diagnosed? They were just close. Were they just close contacts?
I don't know about DJ, but I'm pretty sure Curtis was.
Interesting.
I don't remember if DJ was on for that, but... Mm-hmm. Pretty sure Curtis was off because I remember seeing Curtis on the waiver wire earlier, and he didn't have a tag on him.
Yeah. Well, Miles Gaskin does.
Yeah, he has the tag.
Makes me so mad.
I just picked up Washington. Go ahead and get Washington, Vincent. He's playing revenge game against his old team.
The Chiefs?
Oh. Yeah. Yep, that's the team they got him from. It's the Chiefs.
No, they're going to mess with him, Breida. Patrick Laird.
Breed is out.
Oh, is he out?
Yeah.
He's been out like half the year.
No.
I would feel confident if Savon Ahmed was playing, but I don't think he's playing, is he?
Nah, he's out. It's gotta be Washington. I picked up Washington. I'm throwing him in over Miles Sanders.
DeAndre Washington projected to get 12.4 points.
Probably a little more than that. Probably get at least 16.
I mean, he's a guy that likes to catch the ball a lot, doesn't he?
I think he does. I thought he was pretty good when I watched him play.
Why would you want me to pick up DeAndre Washington when I'm playing against you in fantasy?
No, don't pick him up against me. Pick him up against somebody else.
I think I'm going to pick him up against you.
No, dang it. Why did I even bring him up? No. Don't do it, Vincent. Please.
I don't. Who do I want to drop? Do I want to drop Chase Edmonds?
No. Just just play Raheem. You're not actually doing it right. So you mean to tell me you wouldn't have known if it weren't for me?
Oh, I would have been checking the list.
Yeah. Sure.
And boom, we got DeAndre Washington.
No! Dang it. Right.
I just dropped Michael Pittman if you want him.
Thanks. I guess I'll throw him in my flex.
You can't. You can't pick him up till Tuesday.
Well, never mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I got Michael Thomas, Stephon Diggs, DeAndre Hopkins, Terry McLaurin, so no need to keep Michael Pittman. Yeah. All right, let's get started, Carwin. Speaking of DeAndre Washington and the Miami Dolphins, they're playing against the Chiefs today at 1 o'clock. Chiefs, 76% chance to win. Chiefs are a -7 favorite. Over-under is 50.5. You got to take the over for these two teams, wouldn't you? 50.5?
Yeah, I would just because the Chiefs, but I don't know how well the Miami's going to respond with their scoring because, I mean, they struggled against Denver.
That is true. But also, actually, you know what? 50.5 might be a little too high because Tua ran Miami Dolphins offense isn't as effective as a Ryan Fitzpatrick-led offense, in my opinion, at least.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I still don't know why Tua is a starter. Tua is lucky, man. He is lucky. The game against the Bengals, they won 19-7. The game against the Jets, they won 20-3. I think Fitzpatrick started that game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Denver, they lost 20-13. Now, okay, the Chargers, I can give them credit. They won 29-21. Arizona, they won 34-31. So those were a couple of some good numbers there.
Since we've been put back in from the injury, it doesn't.
Yeah, he hasn't really played that well. If you have Devontae Parker in your starting lineup, please look for someone else. Savon Ahmed isn't playing. Miles Gaskin isn't playing. Eric Flowers, the offensive tackle, is not playing. Damian Wilson, linebacker for the Chiefs, he's not playing. But we know Mahomes is playing. We know Tyreek Hill's playing. We know Travis Kelce's playing. DeMarcus Robinson, Sammy Watkins, he's playing for the second consecutive game. When's the last time he's played two consecutive games? Besides week one and two.
He didn't play week three?
No, I'm just saying that Sammy Watkins gets hurt all the time.
Oh, yeah, he does. I don't even remember the last time he's played a full season. Has he ever played a full season?
I don't think so. I'll look into that while you make your explanation. But I got the Chiefs winning this game. I do think this game will go over, though. I'm going to give the Chiefs Miami's defense is good, but the Chiefs' offense is in a class of their own. I got the Chiefs winning this game 34-20.
So I think this is going to speak volumes about the Chiefs' offense, if they can really produce against this top-tier, upper echelon Miami Dolphins defense, considering it.
They are ranked third in fantasy this year.
Yeah, considering they lead the – I think they still lead the league in defensive points scored, right?
I'm not sure.
Might be the Rams now, but yeah. Well, either way, top three in defensive points scored. The Chiefs kind of struggled a little bit against Denver's offense, but if you want to look at the context of it, there was three potential TDs that Hill should have had. He dropped one. The other one he caught, but he just didn't know. And the other one was called back due to holding. So I think this will really tell a lot about the Chiefs' offense, that they can produce against such a top-tier defense like the Dolphins. And they have all the weapons to be able to do so. Mahomes, Kelce, Hill, Watkins. Look for Edwards-Helaire to have a big game. I'm sure he's going to come in this game rejuvenated since he got sat. Well, not sat, but since he hardly played last game because he was a stomach virus or so. So I expect Edwards-Helaire to have a decent bounce back game. And as far as Miami Tua, this is going to be probably Tua's biggest game of the year. I mean, against the number one team in the NFL. So it's going to tell a lot about him and the trajectory he's going in his career. If he can be able to put up points on par with Mahomes and keep them in this ball game, because that offense is really good and it doesn't make mistakes very frequently. So this isn't going to be a game where I see Tua relying heavily upon his defense to be able to bail him out and his special teams. So Tua's going to have to step it up tomorrow or later on today and prove to me, his team, his organization, and everybody else watching, that he's that team's franchise quarterback. So Tua, put on your cleats, and come to play, okay? Throw the ball, be poised in the pocket, cut down the mistakes, take some chances, stop throwing the ball like 4 or 5 yards down the field. I want to see what kind of arm you got. Throw it to Devontae Parker downfield. You got a speedster in Grant. You got a up-and-coming big tight note. Gesicki's huge. He's like 6'6", 6'7". So you got a big up-and-coming tight end. I can see Gesicki rising in the top five. Actually, I think he's the number like 6 best tight end or something right now.
In fantasy? Or?
Yeah, in fantasy, in your league, in your ESPN.
Something like that,
Yeah, so I think this is going to be a pretty good game, and I think the score will be 31-20, Chiefs.
Okay. So Sammy Watkins played 16 games his rookie year, 13 his second year, 8 his third year. His fourth year, he's played...
On the Rams?
16 games, yeah.
He played all 16 games with the Rams?
Was he on the Rams in 2017?
Yeah.
I think so. Well, 15 games. He played 15 games. Yeah, this is the Rams, because I'm looking at NFC West teams on this schedule.
Dang, so he really became really injury prone when he got on the Chiefs.
When he came to the Chiefs, yep.
Weird.
What? All right. Fourth overall pick in 2014. Hasn't really played like it.
Good years with the Bills.
Yeah. If he had Josh Allen, he would have had a much better career trajectory.
Yeah.
All right. Next is the Andy Dalton Bowl. Dallas Cowboys are visiting Cincinnati. Andy Dalton will be playing against his former team.
It's going to be garbage.
Yeah, this game I'm not really looking forward to. I just need Giovanni Bernard to play well. Joe Mixon's still the leading rusher on this team. It's no surprise there. Joe Mixon's on injured reserve. He's not going to play.
No surprise.
Oh, that's not nice.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Ezekiel Elliott, he's going to play with an injury. Chidobe Awuzie is out. I would say look for Tyler Boyd to have a good game, but then I forgot Joe Burrow tore his ACL. So don't look out for Tyler Boyd. Tyler Boyd is 203 yards away from another 1,000-yard season.
See? You got to play him. He had a 70-something yard touchdown last week.
It was a 72-yard touchdown. That was his only catch of the game.
Only because he got ejected. See, so
he got ejected in like the third quarter.
He still could have had some more points for sure.
He could have had more than one catch in one half, but he can't help that Joe Burrow tore his ACL.
Yeah, but I think he would have gotten more throughout the whole game if he didn't leave. I'm a star.
Yeah. So Dallas are 3-point favorites. Over under is 43. Mm-hmm. Would you take the over under in this game?
Under. Team
really I take the over just because both defenses suck.
Yeah, their offenses are even worse than their defenses.
Yeah, but I think Dalton will have a little bit more motivation. I could see him getting 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, I could see him getting 1.
Amari Cooper has 891 yards. He'll get a 1,000-yard season this year.
Okay.
Barring an injury.
Yeah. It's pretty good considering you went through multiple quarterbacks.
Yeah. It's the battle of backup quarterbacks. I'd be a lot more excited if this was Prescott.
Back and Burrow. No, right?
Yeah. I'm in the pocket like Burrow, you know.
Yeah. Get me back home.
And then both of these guys got significant injuries that ended their seasons.
That's so tragic.
Short. It is tragic. I still got the Cowboys winning this game now. I'm going to give the Cowboys 24-21.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told you I got them going over. I'm going to say 24-21. Defenses aren't that good.
I'm gonna give I say it's gonna be ...10-16 Cowboys.
Yeah, the Cowboys winning 16-10.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Jeez, so I know you got the under.
For sure.
Tennessee's playing Jacksonville, division matchup. Jacksonville are losers of 11 in a row. They haven't won since week one against the Colts. The Titans are a 7.5-point favorite. Over-under is 52.5. I need this game to be high scoring. Mm. Actually no, I don't. Yeah. My dad does.
Yeah, I got AJ.
Yeah. Yeah, I got Tannehill in a couple of leagues. I got Derrick Henry in a couple of leagues.
You got Chark. You got Mike Lennon.
I don't have any Jaguars.
Oh man.
James Robinson is 32 yards away from a 1,000-yard season. He'll get that today. He has 7 touchdowns rushing on the year. Corey Davis is the leading receiver this year. He has over 800 yards.
Hey.
I wonder if that's a career high.
How many yards does Brown have?
I'm not sure, but it's not 801. But also, Corey Davis is, I think he's played all but one game this year.
Yeah, Brown missed one, too.
Yeah, he missed a few, yeah. Adoree Jackson's out again.
This game will be high scoring because the Titans defense sucks. And they just brought it down to the wire with the Vikings. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I can definitely see this game going over. I'm going to go with the Titans here. I'm going to go 33-24. I think Mike Glennon can hang in there with those guys, but I think the Titans will ultimately prevail. They're just a better team than them.
Yeah. So the Titans are bringing this one home. You already know Henry's going to do his thing. AJ Brown, Davis. Vrabel's going to outcoach Doug Marone, who's probably coaching his last year in Jacksonville. I don't think we'll see him there again next year. And they're, consensus for the number one pick right now, I guess. Wait, never mind. Number two pick behind the Jets, right?
Yes. Yeah, Jaguars are 1-11. Yeah. Jets are 0-12.
Got the consensus number two pick right now. They'll probably end up taking Fields. I would assume Lawrence is going number one. Then I guess Fields to the Jags.
Whoa. You think they're going to move on to another quarterback? The Jaguars?
For sure. You mean tell me you think Minshew's are – I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I think he would probably end up being the best backup in the league. But, I mean, you're got one win, you got to take a quarterback at that point.
Yeah, but Luton, he played some games and Glennon played some games.
Yeah, that's the problem. You got to keep switching games between quarterbacks. You know, Minshew's healthy right now. They're just not playing him. So if you don't, you got to keep switching between all three the quarterbacks in the depth chart. You need a quarterback.
Yeah.
It would be wise if they took a quarterback.
Yeah, Minshew's about to get the Blake Bortles treatment.
It would be wise if they took a quarterback. I would assume it's going to be Fields or Trey Lance. But, I think Glennon was going to do enough to keep them from getting blown out, considering the Titans got a bad defense. And the Jags, they have some good skill players in Chark and Conley, Eifert, Robinson. So I think they'll be able to kind of stay within it a little. Oh, Keelan Cole, I forgot about him. So I think they'll be able to stay within it a little bit. And I see got the Titans winning this one 30-23.
All right. The Arizona Cardinals are playing the Giants. Did you know the Giants are winners of 4 in a row?
Yeah, I'm picking the Giants to beat those sorry ass Cardinals.
Yeah. Yeah, both of these teams are heading in the opposite directions. But the Giants, look at they played. They played Washington. Who's a good team? They played better. They did beat Pittsburgh. They're playing the Philadelphia Eagles. Or they played the Philadelphia Eagles. They're not good. They played a Joe Burrowless Bengals. They're not good. They did beat Seattle, though, with Colt McCoy, which is very impressive. And they did lose by 2 to Tampa Bay, so I probably shouldn't be selling them.
No, because I told you, they got a good defense. I don't believe it.
But I am selling them short, though. I think the Cardinals are going to win this game. I think the Cardinals are realizing that they're in a sense of urgency right now. They lost 38-28 to the Rams, 20-17 to the Pats, 28-21 to the Seahawks. They won off of a Hail Mary against the Bills. They should have lost that game. And then they lost to Miami by three. But I think this momentum will finally end for the Giants, and I think the Cardinals are going to try to start a new momentum surge for the postseason. Give me the Cardinals on this one. I'm going to go... Oh, Cardinals are 2.5-point favorite. Over-under is 47. And I think Daniel Jones is going to come back this week. But I look at Gallman leading rusher. Give me the Cardinals on this one. I'm gonna go 24-17. No, 24-23 Cardinals. I like Daniel Jones in this matchup. Cardinals defense isn't that good. They get 377 yards a game.
All right, my turn.
Yeah, Carmen.
I got the job.
Dang, Giants only give up 207 passing yards a game?
I told you they were good. Y'all don't listen.
Oh, no, they don't. They allow 260.
They're still good. Y'all don't listen.
They only get 207 passing yards a game. It makes sense now. Okay.
So, yeah, Giants winning this game. Their defense is good, better than people give them credit for, because they don't get the recognition that they probably deserve being in the NFC least. So, obviously, people like Vincent are going to just pretty much discount them when they're playing a popular team like the Cardinals that's full of stars with Kyler and Drake and Hopkins. So, you know, that seems like the obvious pick, but the Cardinals haven't been playing that well, and
Whoa! I don't think it's obvious pick. I had the Cardinals winning by one point.
Yeah, but it's still kind of obvious. I mean, because you know the Giants, NFC East, nobody's really banking on the Giants winning. Like the Giants,
Just because the Giants are in the NFC East makes me think is the reason why I'm not going to pick
No, I'm
them.
Not saying you. I'm saying they're generally viewed as the underdogs. Isn't that safe to say the Giants aren't viewed as the underdog? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So the Giants are viewed as the underdog. And, you know, the Cardinals are going to be the favorite. I'm saying for that reason. The Giants are, you know, going to be underrated against this team because they have people like Kyler and Drake and Hopkins, and I can't really blame them. But you know how I picked the Cowboys to beat the Vikings. I just sometimes have those gut feelings where I think the obvious team isn't going to win. So I think the Giants are going to win this one. I think their defense is going to come up clutch. Kyler, I mean, it says Kyler's been practicing with no limits with his shoulder and things like that. But it's kind of hard to ignore based on his play. But I see, but no, that happened weeks ago, so I would assume he should be at 100% health by now. And if you notice, he hasn't been using his legs as much as he was earlier on in the season, which was helping a lot with his success. I think during the week, he got a little healthier, and they're talking to him about using his legs a little more, and I can see Kyler doing that and putting up a good fight against these Giants. And I think Kyler's going to have 215 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, a pick, 60 rushing yards, and a touchdown. So I'll take that gladly against Vincent. And the Giants, Wayne Gallman. Hey, Vincent and I, that's been our fantasy waiver wire pickup so far. He's been doing a stellar job and replacing Barkley. He had his first 100-yard.
Barkley and yeah. Freeman.
Yeah, he had his first 100-yard rushing game of his career last week, right? That was the first of his career, right?
I know it was the first of the season. I'm not sure about career, though.
Yeah.
I need a stat. We need a stat.
But, yes.
Hey, Daryl, look at these things.
You do have a friend named Daryl, don't you? But, so I think Gallman, he's going to plow in there for about 80 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Daniel Jones, he's going to throw for 250 yards and run in for one. So I think the score is going to be 27-21, Giants.
All right. And both the Kyler's touchdowns got to go to Hopkins.
Nah, he's throwing one to Edmonds and one to Arnold. Okay. Actually, yeah, one will go to Hopkins. It's kind of hard to deny that. Just because Hopkins demands the ball. Because if you saw them play last week, he kept, like, talking to him to throw him the ball because he didn't like that he wasn't getting targeted because Ramsey was on him.
So. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right. We got the Houston Texans playing against the Bears. The Bears GM is gonna watch this game and say to himself, "We should have drafted Deshaun Watson when this game is over."
Wait, my bad. They cut out. What did you say about Deshaun Watson?
I said the Texans are playing the Bears, and the Bears GM is gonna be watching this game, and when this game's over, he's gonna talk to himself. And ask himself why he didn't draft Deshaun Watson. Yep. You know, I said the same thing when the Bears played the Pats.
Chiefs.
Not the Pats.
My man just counted his fingers.
The Chiefs. Yeah. Like, I don't know how the hell you give up, like, this type of opportunity. You drafted the worst one out of all three.
North Carolina.
And it's not even close. It's not even close. Like, Mahomes and Watson, their separation from those two. But Watson is still a pretty good quarterback. Mitchell Trubisky is below average.
Like, you're going to pick some low-key guy out of North Carolina, which is way better basketball team than his football team, over a national championship-winning quarterback in Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand that you don't really pick
he was
Mahomes
kind of like, you know, like low key too. They looked at him as like a talented guy. He didn't put up huge numbers at Texas Tech.
Yeah. But like Deshaun, like, it's like, dude, look at how much he accomplished, you know? The guy was a starter at Clemson, bro. The number one school.
To beat Bama.
You know.
They like the Patriots of college football.
But yeah. But I got the Texans winning this game. They're a 1.5-point favorite. Over under is 46. I take the over on this one just because the Texans
offense
is
decent. Wait, what is it again?
46. I take the over. And Texans defense sucks. Trubisky, they'll put up points today. Both rushing attacks is terrible.
Montgomery's been doing better.
David Johnson's
been.
Yeah. But he played against the Lions. The worst rushing defense in the league.
Over the Cowboys?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Well, they're up there with each other. Yeah. But yeah, I can see Watson. He has 24 touchdowns and 6 interceptions.
I think this is his best year so far, right?
It might be. It might be. He's able to spread the ball. I don't know. But he's gonna have to find someone else than Will Fuller to throw the ball. Got Brandon Cooks, got Kiki QT. You got these new guys, what is it? Chad Henson or something like that.
Isaiah Coulter, big play Zay in Rhode Island. Your boy.
Buster Screen's out for the Bears. Oh, I didn't know DeAndre Carter was on the Bears. Did you know that?
Oh, and he used to be on the Texans. Wait, how do you know him?
I'm looking at the Bears and Texans.
How do you know Carter?
It's because he used to be their kicker.
Oh,
returner.
Okay.
Dude, you're asking a guy that knows like every single offensive skills position player.
The only reason I know him was because in Madden,
he fumbled. He fumbled in the game. He fumbled against the Chiefs, remember?
I was going to say the reason I know him is because whenever I played Madden last year, the only team I pretty much used was the Texans.
Yeah, you used them against me. You beat me pretty well. I feel kind of disrespected, Carwin. You didn't think I knew who DeAndre Carter
was. Because he's not a... Because he's like just a kick returner, you know?
Well, you know, I like the Texans. But yeah, give me Houston for this one, 30-24.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense still sucks, so the Bears will put up points on them, 30-24. Houston, this game should go over 46. I don't know why. If the Lions can put up 34 on the Bears, why can't the Texans do the same?
Yeah, the Texans definitely going to win this game. The Bears have dropped tremendously from their 5-1 start.
I knew they would. Loses their 6 in a row.
It seems as though the Bears' defense has been a little overrated. It was really good, especially when with the presence of Khalil Mack. You just think, like, that's a good defense, and no Jackson and Fuller. You just think that's a good Bears defense, but and it's not no terrible, but it's not as good as people would think, and they can be scored on, just like Stafford proved. And that was without Galladay and Swift. So Galladay can do that, yeah, for sure. Watson can do it too. So I think Watson.
You said Galladay?
Yeah, I said if Stafford can do that without Galladay and Swift.
Oh yeah.
What'd you think I said?
No.
Yeah, so.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so even though Watson won't have Fuller, I think he can still put up points against them. And he won't have David Johnson, but Duke Johnson is better as a pass catcher, so he'll be able to utilize him.
David Johnson.
Yeah, that's why I said at least he'll have Duke Johnson.
Duke Johnson.
He'll be able to utilize him as a pass catcher because he's a better pass catcher than David Johnson. So, I think it'll be 28-20 Bears. I mean
Texans.
I don't know why I said Bears.
Okay. The Denver Broncos are playing Carolina Panthers. This is a Super Bowl rematch from a few years ago. Not many players from those teams are still on these teams now, though. Yeah. Broncos, they're both 4-8. The Panthers are not going to have DJ Moore tomorrow.
Dang. They're not?
They are not.
Oh, man, pick up Curtis then.
Is McCaffrey coming back?
No, he's doubtful.
He's doubtful. Okay. Yeah. But I still had the Panthers winning this game. The Broncos are just a team that I can't figure out. But, like, I feel like the Broncos, they can win this game, but they're going to have to make as little mistakes as possible. Carolina's 3.5-point favorite. Over-under is 44.5. Oof. God, I don't know. I feel like this is one of those games where, like, you feel like Locke's going to play bad, and then, like, he does really well. Like, remember that game he had against the Texans where he had, like, what, 3 touchdowns in the first half? Drew Locke.
Yeah, talking about when he first started his rookie year.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, this is the quarterback of the future. I feel like Drew Locke can have one of those games, but, like, I don't know. I'm not in love with Denver's offense. I mean, Judy's okay. He's played okay. Broncos don't even average 20 points a game. They average 18 points a game. These two teams are kind of similar.
Yeah, but I think Rich Ward
like
better.
Yards away. Yeah, Bridgewater is better for right now. But yeah, both of these teams have lost 4 out of their last 5 games. Not impressed with either team. But give me, since I had to pick one, give me the Panthers on this one. I'm going to go 23-17. No, 23-20.
Yeah, not much going on in this game as both teams are out of playoff contention at this point.
Not officially, but
yeah,
officially.
They're just playing for their dignity, for their game checks, and for their jobs, especially Drew Locke, because they need to really show him some more if he doesn't want to lose his starting job. Bridgewater, I think he's good. He's secure. He's had an okay year with them. He was in and out of the lineup a couple times, so he didn't get a full season. But I think they should be not satisfied, but not worried at the same time. Only because of his health, you don't want him to get hurt. Because when the game I started him, he got hurt. And then, a few weeks down the road, got hurt again, had to put in PJ Walker. So just you want to see a little more consistency with his availability. But I think you're good with Bridgewater as your quarterback for at least for next year or the year after that. And the Panthers, like you said, they won't have DJ, so they're going to have to rely on Anderson and Curtis. They won't have McCaffrey back. Again, seems like a lost season for McCaffrey with a shame. But Mike Davis, he's been good. No McCaffrey, but he's been good. You know, that's from going from backup to a starting role, he's been good. And I think the Panthers are going to come out with this win, seeing as the Broncos' offense has proved to be very anemic at times. And Drew Lock, and that most of that comes from Drew Lock because, you know, individually, they're skilled players. Judy's not bad. TP, he's not bad. Hamler, he's short and small, but he's quick and agile. He's not bad. They got promising tight ends. They got a good backfield, Lindsay and Gordon. So really, and their defense isn't terrible, as you saw. They didn't let the Chiefs, you know, score unbelievably on them. So they just need to get that quarterback situation figured out. The Broncos can be a dangerous team, but until then, they're losing to the Panthers 26 to 15.
All right. Minnesota Vikings are playing Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I personally don't think the Vikings are getting enough respect. The Vikings are a 7-point underdog. They won't have Eric Kendricks. They probably won't have they won't have Alexander Madison. They probably won't have Kyle Rudolph. Who did absolutely nothing in my fantasy game last week. Tell you what, Kirk and Tom Brady, they're not. No. Kirk and Brady, their numbers are kind of similar. Brady, 3,300 yards, 28 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Kirk Cousins is 3,073 yards, 26 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Vikings are winners of 5 out of their last 6. And the game that they lost was to the Dallas Cowboys. So don't sleep on the Vikings, but I still have Tampa Bay winning this game. Justin Jefferson has 1,039 yards, 61 catches, and 7 touchdowns. I freaking love it. Yeah, Buccaneers, they've lost 27-24 to Kansas City and the Rams. Game before that, they won 46-23 against Carolina. Vikings don't have the best defense, so I anticipate Tom Brady and the Buccaneers having a good game this week. I got Tampa Bay in a close one, though, 30-27.
All right. Quite the take, yeah. If it weren't for the Tampa having that bye week, I wouldn't have picked them coming into this game because their offense seemed very dysfunctional. Brady doesn't know which receiver to feed the ball to. Everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants the ball. He's not running that conventional, conservative type of offense that he was used to running in New England. And trying to adapt to that was catching up to him, and it was causing a lot of miscues for that team and a lot of bad executions on the deep throws. As you see, he's got starting out in the season, he had a decent, you know, deep throw percentage, but towards the second half, you've seen a pretty deep dive. And I think they really needed this bye week to regroup and regame plan and get themselves together, figure out how to utilize all these weapons to the best of their abilities, make sure everybody gets a fair amount of touches. And the Vikings, you know, they got the best running back in the league right now so far this year. He's been running wild. He's not a good candidate.
Christian McCaffrey doesn't play for the Vikings.
Wait, did I say something about McCaffrey? I said McCaffrey?
No, you said the best running back in the league plays for the Vikings. I'm saying Christian McCaffrey does not play for
the Vikings. I know. I said this year he's been the best running back in the league.
Well, Derrick Henry doesn't play for them either.
I'm sure he's been the best running back in the league this year. Dalvin's more versatile than Henry is. Henry has nowhere near the hands that Dalvin does. Did you see, remember that play where Dalvin took that short pass and then took it to the house? Dalvin been the best running back. So they're plate full with stopping him, and even when they do try to set up to stop him, you got Thielen and Jefferson on the end to throw two in there. They've become quite the duo this year for Cousins. And then even though Rudolph didn't do that well for Vincent last week, yeah, he's still an okay tight end who can go up there and get it and high point the ball.
He's not going to play.
Oh, he's not.
He's probably not going to play, though. Yeah, he's doubtful. Maybe that's why he had a bad game last week. He probably got hurt during the game. Yeah, Irv Smith might come back, though. You like Irv Smith?
Dude.
He's okay. He's not the best, but
yeah,
he doesn't get used enough. Though.
You ain't getting him this time. He's mine.
Go ahead. Look at his. Yeah, look at his game.
No Rudolph. Oh yeah, he's doing good. But anyways, yeah. So this is, I can see this being a shootout. What's the over under for this game? 50.
Yeah, it was 52 and a half.
It's going to be a shootout, seeing as Tampa Bay's defense, the secondary, has been getting exposed. It's not as good as it was in the season. How you saw them play against Rodgers, I don't think they're going to repeat that again. That was an anomaly. I don't see that happening again. Ever since then, they haven't really been playing up. I mean, you give up 200 plus yards to a wide receiver in the first quarter, you're bad. I'm sorry. So
you said their secondary has been playing that well recently, and the Vikings, their offense has been, you know, red hot coming into this week. So they're gonna
give Tampa a run for their money. Brady needs to
play well.
I think he can, and cut down on the turnovers, which it will be highly possible against this Minnesota suspect defense. They can make plays from time to time, but they're not impenetrable. They're not top five. They're not top 10. So Brady, step it up. All right. And prove to Belichick that you're better than what he was giving you credit for because of your age. Prove him wrong. Do that. This is a very important, significant game for your team. And no, you got what you wanted. You got a talented group of wide receivers. You got a running game. Who, by the way, Ronald Jones, Vincent, he's coming along. He's stepping up. Because I remember back earlier in the years,
yeah.
He was, quite frankly, he was garbage. He was a dumpster. Peyton Barber was playing over him at times. And Peyton Barber himself is also a dumpster, a fellow dumpster.
Isn't this Ronald third. Jones' second year?
So, yeah, Peyton Barber, a fellow dumpster as well. No disrespect. But, yeah, so, Arians.
That's why he's taking all
of the. He ain't taking them catches though. But anyways, yeah. So Arians encouraged the running game to. Yeah, he wants them to have at least 20 touches. He said he should be getting 20 touches every game. Ronald Jones. So they also need to establish that run game, and I think Tampa's going to walk away with a close win here. So I think it's going to be 30 to 33 Tampa. Oh, yeah.
All right. The Colts are playing the Raiders. Colts are a 3-point favorite. Over-under is 52. This is probably another game I'd take over. West Virginia this weekend.
Speak to me.
Josh Jacobs is questionable. I think he's going to play, though. They say Anthony Costanzo is supposed to come back for the Colts. T.Y. Hilton's the leading receiver.
How?
Darren Waller, 77 catches. 41 catches, 518 yards, 2 touchdowns. He did a lot of that in the last 2 weeks. You know? Derek Carr, 3,000 yards, 22 touchdowns, okay. 5 interceptions.
He'll probably end the year with like 28 touchdowns.
You think he can only get 6 more touchdowns in the next 4 games?
For sure. If you look at their schedule, you'll see why. But that's not bad. That's 6 more.
But, well, he's going to get 3 tomorrow.
Hey, not against so.
Or 3 today.
It's Colts still, if you look at them statistically, they're still up there.
Well, actually, they're not bad. They allow 23 points a game, they allow 273 yards passing, mm-hmm. 104 yards rushing. They give up 334 yards a game.
Yeah, Oakland gives up 385. And Carr couldn't even get anything going against the Falcons. He needed the Jets. So
I'm just saying.
Oh, come on. Give him a break. Give him a break. Darren Waller, though. Darren Waller, 77 catches, 742.
Yep, taking him over Kittle.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, I got the Colts winning this game. I can see this game going over. Give me the Colts 33-30.
This game can be tricky because Rivers can either be hot or he can be cold. You can have those games where you go for 300 yards and a pair of touchdowns. You can have those games where he throws for 300 yards and a pair of interceptions, and it can really cost them. And they have a good running game. Jonathan, he seems like he's picked up the pace and has really hit his stride in recent weeks. He had over 100 scrimmage yards last week against the Texans. So look for him to pile up some more yards against this Raiders defense. The Raiders were without Jacobs last week. They're getting him back, right?
He's questionable. Okay, so but yeah, I think
they're
going to
start running back this week. And it really showed because Booker was not the move last week for the Raiders or fantasy teams. And it really forced the Raiders to have to throw and get Waller that 200 yards and make the Jets call maybe one of the worst defensive plays in history in crunch time and lose a really close game. So the Raiders are going to need to have a well-balanced attack against a Colts defense and rushing, as Vincent pointed out. You know, they give a little over 100 yards rushing a game, so if you can get Jacobs going, that'll help. And you know, get your Darren Waller, who's top three tight end this year, right, Vincent? Would you say top three?
He's the number two tight end this year.
He's on pace for over 1,000 yards.
Tight
end this year. He's on pace for over 1,000 yards. Their number one leading receiver as a tight end. And look for him to get the ball a lot again tomorrow. But I got the Colts coming away with this one just because I think they're put better together as a team than the Raiders, even though the Raiders have been exceeded expectations, to say the least. And it wouldn't surprise me if they beat the Colts, but I think the Colts have a better defense. I think they got the better offensive weapons, not counting Waller. And Jonathan, he can have a Jacobs day. They have a better pass catching RB, Naheem. So I think the Colts are gonna put up a good fight. And they're going to win this game 27-21.
All right. The New York Jets are playing against the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks just lost to the other MetLife team. I don't know if I want to.
Well, I think Gore's coming back.
Oh, is he? Oh, then DeAndre.
I'm going to stop saying stuff.
I'm mad at you. I'm not saying nothing.
So Seahawks, they got some injured guys. Travis Homer, Dunlap's questionable. Rashad Penny. Rashad Penny's been out for a long time. Quentin Dunbar's on injured reserve. The Jets, Jameson Crowder's questionable. As you mentioned, Frank Gore, he's questionable. That's these guys. The Seahawks are a 15-point favorite.
Wouldn't take that.
The money line's 1,000.
Definitely wouldn't put that points
for the Seahawks. I think. I don't know what that means.
Jets,
I think it means
get 1,000.
You have to on the money line. I don't know. I think you get 650. I'm not sure. I think for the money line, I think it's -1,000. I think you got to pay 1,000 just to win 100 for the Seahawks.
How much you got to pay on the Jets to win something?
I think if you do the money line for the Jets, if you bet 100, you win 650.
Let's do that.
I'm not really sure how money line works. I'd have to ask a gambling expert. Anyway, we're not promoting gambling on this show. No, but over-under is 48. I can't take the Seahawks minus 15. Especially, yeah, just lost to Colt McCoy. Can the Seahawks even score 15 points? What the hell are they doing? They lost 17-12. They lost 17-12. They beat the Phillies, the Eagles 23-17. They beat the Cardinals 20-21. Lost to the Rams 23-16. I don't know what happened to the Seahawks, man. Their offense has just not been playing well recently. They've lost 3 out of 5, but they are playing the Jets. They're going to beat the Jets, but I don't know if it's going to be by 15. Give me the Seahawks on this one, 30-20. I like how the Jets offense has been playing. They put up 28-3, 28-27-9. So 3 out of the last 5 games, they put up at least 27 points. Yeah, the Seahawks have a bad defense, so I'm going to give the Jets a little bit of love. I've got the Seahawks 30-20. They're not winning by 15 points.
Seahawks offense hasn't been able to duplicate that first half production of success that they had with Russell being the leading MVP favorite. And, you know, obviously, yeah, not anymore.
Not anymore.
He's seen a decline in that, and now it's looking like it's going to be either Mahomes or Rodgers. Third place Josh Allen might even be leading candidate ahead of Russell at this point. But no complaints if you're a Seattle fan. That's all good and well. It's a little extra accolade, but you just want to make the playoffs, and they're definitely en route to do that again. There shouldn't be a problem against the Jets this week, but after that display that they put on screen last week against the Jets, I mean, who knows? But you would expect them to take out the Jets, but you know, we'll find out. I mean, the Jets they fire their defensive coordinator. Who knows how they're going to respond defensively now? Maybe it could be for better, could be for worse. Who knows? But either way, they're not going to win this game. Chris Carson's back. Expect for him to have a good day. Expect for Metcalf to also have a good day. Lockett, all those boys. Whatever Seattle player you got, go ahead and start them. Now the Jets, they got Darnold back. They've had Darnold back for a bit. Denzel Mims won't be playing tomorrow, Vincent. So look for Breshad Perriman, the speedster, to put some points on the board. And what is going to be Ty Johnson or Gore? Run the ball a little bit. Probably Ty Johnson would be the better option. I didn't know he went to University of Maryland. Vincent averaged 7 yards a carry. You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I knew he came out of Maryland, but I didn't really know it.
So I think the Jets can put up a little points against the Seattle defense. They're not great. You know, they were actually one of the worst defenses in the league. But since Jamal Adams returned, I think they've improved a little bit. So I'm not going to treat them as bottom of the league anymore. But I think the Jets will still put some points on them, and I think Seattle's going to win this game 28-19.
All right, that's fair. Okay, Carmen, you can pick up DeAndre Washington in the church league.
Thanks. Nope. Starting.
You can start him.
Oh, I was starting Bernard. The only reason I put Lamb in there is because you're starting Bernard, so I didn't want to root for somebody that I'm playing against. So that's the man.
What would you do if I took out Bernard and put in Mostert? He'd be pretty mad.
I'm not going to tell you how I feel, because that's going to dictate what move you do. So I'm going to just leave that up to your imagination.
Hey, Davis.
Yes. Julio Jones, don't you say a thing.
No, because you told him. You told him about an injured player, and I lost because of that.
Wait, did I? No, I didn't. Uh-uh. Yeah, I was about to say.
No, I'm just kidding. That's his. That's his business. I don't care. If he wants to waste his $20.
Yeah, everybody put in $20. The winner is 200 first places. You know, Mike doesn't go to the church anymore. Oh, he hasn't been at church recently, so I hope
we'll still get our money, whoever wins.
I mean, neither do I. I would just go to his house. Go to his beach house in Pasadena.
This is
going
to pull up. Okay, Vincent wants
well, not a beach house.
All right, Vincent, you know. That's a lot of talk. You're lucky how he goes. Yeah.
Nah, I'll probably end up losing to Marcus anyway. Me and Marcus were talking earlier, and he was kind of upset about how well Justin
James. Yo, he was supposed to be mine, and I forgot to put the claim in. And in another league, I had my orders messed up. I had him as my second priority, and I had a defense first, my first priority. I was so mad when I waked up and saw I didn't get him.
Speaking of defense, how about those Rams defense? we'll get to that. Let's try to stay on track here. So we got a battle.
Dang, Rona. Bless you. Oh God!
We got a battle. we got the Falcons.
Ooh, choking on ice
and the Charge. No, but the Falcons and Chargers have done it all year long. We got the.
Oh, you did that all on purpose?
We got two teams who.
Oh my gosh! I thought you were actually in desperate need of attention.
No, but these two teams are in desperate need of a win. The Falcons are 4-8, and the Chargers are 3-9. Both of them have blown some pretty big leads this year in crunch time. Now, Herbert, he hasn't really played all that well in the last two games, but I think he'll turn it around against Atlanta. Julio Jones isn't playing, as alluded to. Ricardo Allen's not playing safety. Tremaine Pope is questionable. They say pick up Ballage. And Ballage.
Yeah, Ashton is back. Were you going to go Kelly's... pick up Jackson now?
No, because Austin
Eckler. He sure is. Don't you forget it.
Keenan Allen has 90 catches for 923 yards.
God, that's that man right there.
Calvin Ridley has 18 less yards and the same amount of touchdowns.
Okay, all right. Let's not discount Keenan Allen.
No, not at all. Not at all. Herbert, it does not feel like Matt Ryan has 3,400 yards passing. He has 18 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. But yeah, I got the Chargers winning this game. Falcons are a 2-point favorite. I think the Chargers will win this game. Over-under is 49. How do you not take the over in this game? Give me the Chargers. I got the Chargers 27-26. One of these teams is going to blow a big lead to the other. It's just a question of...
Breathe. Anthony Lynn's coaching career for that team is in jeopardy, as we've seen another year of the same stuff. You know, it's a different cup, same juice, Vincent. He's coached a good team up until the fourth quarter, the waning moments of the fourth quarter, and for some reason they just can't seem to get it right. Whether that lies in the quarterback, the offense, or the defense, I would probably say the defense, because that defense has been a hot, steamy pile of feces this year. People,
I want to know. I'm sorry to interrupt. I want to know how the Patriots can put up 45 on
the Rams. Well, the Rams' defense is better, and I told you that Chargers' defense is a hot, steamy pile of feces, so they need to.
But the Chargers' offense is better than the Rams.
The Chargers usually has a defense at the point guard, so that defense, they need to do something about that defense. Bosa is good, but he can't be doing it on his own. They need to get some pieces in the secondary. It doesn't help that they traded away their best corner in Desmond King to the Titans. That doesn't help. So we might be looking at a little bit of a shootout tomorrow, even though Julio Jones won't be playing. But nonetheless, they still have offensive weapons. Ice can still throw it to Ridley and whatnot. And then Herbert, you'll have Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Henry X, and Josh Kelly. So look for him to bounce back from that horrendous, tragic performance that he did display it against the New England Patriots. And look for him to have a much better game against the Falcons.
And this will be, say, right. This game will go 30-27 Chargers.
All right. Oh, God. It is 5 a.m. We're going to
be wrapping up soon, so bear with us, viewers.
Saints are playing the Eagles. This is the Malcolm Jenkins Bowl right here. Saints are an 8-point favorite. Deontay Harris, Drew Brees, Malcolm Brown, the defensive tackle, Malcolm Brown, Patrick Robinson, they're all not playing. Jason Peters isn't playing. Jalen Hurts is making his first career start. I don't know if this is the team that's
going to make
their first career start against, but yeah, they probably will. Give me the Saints on this one. 42.5. Did you take the over? I take the over.
You said 42.5 over under?
I think they
get it. Yeah, I take the over for sure. The Saints are going to get 42 in their own.
I don't know about that much, but. I got the Saints in this one. I'm
whoa! You talk about
17.
Me.
Well, no, I think they're gonna be up by a lot, and then like they're just gonna play off, and like they're gonna get Eagles are gonna get chunk plays, and they're just gonna score in garbage time. But Saints will be in control for the majority of this game.
Yeah, 30. So Taysom, he's been surprised. He's done surprise a lot of folks. Claim this. Oh, well, I didn't say Vince. That's a lot of folks. Hasn't surprised me either. So he's surprised a lot of folks, excluding me and Vincent. And he's really been utilizing that rushing ability that he was using, that he had playing the gadget spot. And you know, a lot of us thought it was going to be Jameis Winston out there. Now we're seeing that Sean Payton, who is a very well-renowned offensive guru of a head coach, he at the end of the day he really knows what he's doing, and he's going to know a lot more than us as far as the quarterback situation, because he sees it firsthand right there in front of him at practice. So we all should have just trusted his decision. It's worked out for them so far, as we've seen it worked out for them last year when they put Bridgewater back there. Just Sean Payton just really knows how to coach that team and get them some wins regardless of who back there playing quarterback. And the Eagles, they can't say the same thing. You know, their starting quarterback isn't the answer as the starting quarterback. Then they go to the backup quarterback. Well, it remains to be seen if he'll be the answer or not. But it's really interesting to see kind of how both of these teams have like sort of a similar side of the spectrum, but different results. You see what I'm saying? So that just goes to show that Doug Peterson pales in comparison to Sean Payton as a head coach. Their team and personnel
well,
as a whole pales in comparison against the Saints. And they're going to lose tomorrow. I think Jalen Hurts, he might provide a little bit of a spark. He was very productive at Oklahoma. He's a bit quicker and more athletic than Wentz. They say he's a 1-2 read guy, and then he'll take off or get sacked after that. But I think he's made a little bit more progression in his very short stint in the beginning of his NFL career. And it's gonna be a tough, tall task for tomorrow. I guess that Saints defense, they've been number one for the last half of the season so far. Vince, number one. I have them on my team. I look for them to produce tremendously for me, by the way. But yeah, so the Saints look for Taysom Hill and company, Kamara Thomas and those boys, Jared Cook, to put up some points against that Eagles defense, who I don't know if they're still hurt or not, but I remember when I saw them playing against Green Bay, Darius Slay left the game, and then the quarterback behind him also left. Do you know if they're playing or not? Or not? Yeah, getting checked.
I saw some cornerback's name.
Alright, so he was out. So I mean, the Saints, they're probably going to put up 30-plus on them. Look for them to have a field day with that very dysfunctional Eagles team and organization. And I think Taysom Hill is going to continue his streak
of being undefeated as the starting quarterback for the Saints right now until Drew Brees gets back. And I think it's going to be I think it's going to be 35-10. I'm being too hard on them. It'll be 35-11. I'll give them one more point.
Yeah. All right. We got an NFC North battle. The Green Bay Packers are playing the Detroit Lions.
Actually, 35. Packers are 8.5. But yeah, go ahead.
The Packers are 8.5 point favorite.
Shoot out.
Over under is 54.5. Yeah. Everson Griffin, Jeffrey Okuda, and Tyrell Crosby are not playing for the Lions. DeAndre Swift and Matthew Stafford are questionable. Equanimous St. Brown is questionable. Darnell Savage. Malik Taylor, not Malik Beasley, but Malik Taylor is questionable. Chase Sternberger's out, third tight end for the Packers. Rodgers, 36 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Again, 36 touchdowns. And you're facing him in fantasy today. He might. He would have to get 4 a game now. Just about. He has to get 14 touchdowns in 4 games. It's possible if they play the Packers.
They got a soft schedule. They got a. They got a soft schedule as far as playing against defense goes for us this year. Very powder donut schedule.
Yeah, they're. Yeah, they'll be a lock to win the division in a couple of weeks. Give me the Packers on this one. I'm going to go 35-20.
Yeah.
I think the Lions will keep up with them. If Matthew Stafford plays.
The Lions have had one up and down, interesting cosmic story this season. They started out pretty good. They beat the team with the Cardinals, which is a pretty impressive feat considering their offensive firepower and bad head coaching from the Lions. And they fired their head coach. I told Vincent last week they were going to play with some extra juice and motivation, and that surely did happen as Matt Stafford and team rallied from a deficit and beat the Bears. Albeit be the Bears, still was an impressive comeback after your head coach being fired, not having your number one receiver, number one running back on the field. And Galladay, he's ruled out again. Peace. And then the Swift, I don't know if he's going to play or not, but if he does, that'll be a very valuable asset to the team that he'll bring with his pass catching ability and his speed and his agility as he really came on as the Lions' new starting running back. Right now, they're playing with Dust at RB. Now that Dust is doing a pretty good job of filling in as he's can punch in the red zone for 1 to 2, 3 yard touchdown, as Peterson had 2 last week. And I look for Stafford to make the most with what he's got in the second consecutive week from the firing of their head coach. And I think he's going to continue to play well. And it may come with its hiccups, but may have one pick. But I think he'll still throw for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. And Rodgers, he's going to do his thing. I think he'll throw for 400 yards and 1 touchdown. And then A. Jones is going to run for 2, and Jamal Williams is going to run for 1. So look for this game to be 31-30, Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm so happy Aaron Rodgers. Well, last time he played against Aaron Rodgers in fantasy on my team, he had the worst game of the season. So I know you're hoping for that type of
game. Oh, wait, when I played you last time and beat you was when he played the Bucks. Oh, man. I won't get that.
Yes. Yeah, if I would have started Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, if I would have started Matt Ryan instead of Aaron Rodgers, I would have beat you. But I guess it didn't make much of a difference. I'm not mad about it anymore because I'm in the playoffs now. But all right. We got the Washington. We got 2 football teams playing this game. One of them plays in Washington. One of them plays in San Francisco. Well, actually, they'll be playing in Arizona because San Francisco 49ers plays their home games in Arizona now. Washington 3-point underdogs. I don't know how they're underdogs.
Me too. Crazy. Steelers.
I got the Redskins.
I'm glad you good.
Yeah, Alex Smith is playing against his former
team. They drafted him before Rodgers.
No, this is the team that kind of let him go. Yeah. Number one overall. Yeah, my dad and I were talking about that.
Yeah,
no, Raheem Mostert is still the leading running back on this team. This guy Mostert has 76 carries.
And you can't give him the ball 20 times?
Yeah, like,
well, if I know. Well, I mean, hey, what do I know? I'm just a Glen Burnie resident. I can't see the obvious. Yeah.
Nah, you're from Brooklyn Park.
Not anymore.
Over under is 43.5. Both of these teams are 5-7. Nick Mullins is playing. I got the Redskins winning this game. But I can see the 49ers winning this game as well. Give me the Redskins. I think I'm gonna keep it low scoring. 24.
Yeah, the football team, they're looking to bring their momentum in this week from last week's win against the Steelers. Ron Rivera did a great job with that team, much better than Gruden ever did and probably ever will. And I can see Alex Smith playing with a little bit of fire in his heart against his old team. Gibson's out, but look at McKissick to get that torch and catch about 11 passes, probably for 88 yards and a touchdown. And McLaurin, he's been a very good receiver this year, top five out of Ohio State. He's probably not anymore after last week, is he? 14.
No, he's like 14.
He was just third. He was just fourth last week in receiving yards before he played his
Look at it.
Oh, no.
Oh, I thought you meant like fantasy.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I don't know if he's still top five or not, but he's been top receiver this year. And I think he didn't do that well last week because it was the Steelers, but it looked for him to have a bit better of a performance against the Niners. Their defense isn't what it was when they went to the Super Bowl last year. Oh, also, quick little tip in there, or not a tip, but a quick little a quick info blog. The Niners defensive coordinator apparently is a leading candidate for a head coaching job next year, so I just thought that was a little fun tip. The defense isn't what it was last year, so you don't have Bosa, and also there's a stop there, and the offense doesn't have their starting QB
Garoppolo, they don't got Kittle.
So, but I mean, at least they did get Mostert back. I mean, not that that means anything to them, obviously, but they got him back. They got Tevin Coleman back, so they got Deebo back. That's meant a lot. He's been their leading receiver since he came back. Look for him and Ayuk to get most of the catches. And Reed, he's playing his old team, the Washington football team, so look for him to also play with
him. Yeah.
Don't even think about picking. Wait, what'd you say?
I was at a stopping point.
Oh, dang it.
Well, he's already on my team. It was between Jordan Reed and Logan Thomas to start a tight end this week.
But,
since
Kittle, but yeah, got so
yeah, no,
the Niners, so they're making the most of what they got. Mullins, he's been pulled in and out of the lineup for C.J. Beathard. Shanahan obviously doesn't know how to make his mind up at QB either. No surprise there. But yeah, Mullins is gonna be the quarterback again tomorrow. He's going to be playing against a top-tier Washington defense. Their line on the defensive side of the ball has been ferocious and played with a lot of tenacity, Vincent. Very aggressive, very vicious. And they're going to make it hard on Mullins. They're going to pressure him. They're going to get after him. I think we're going to see Mullins have a hard time against them. They're pretty good against the run, too. Don't look for Mustard or Yeff or Coleman or McKinnon or any of them. Have a good day against them. I mean, Mustard might. Vincent, go ahead and start him. But, yeah, so It's going to be probably a lowest scoring game, though, seeing as the Washington is best on the defensive side of the ball, and the Niners aren't really good on either. But, so Washington's going to win this one. I would say 21 to 13. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. All right, this is breaking news, Carwin. I thought you were already starting Washington today. Yeah, but I'm reading a tweet that Frank Gore, there's optimism that he will play. So, plus I don't like how you got Josh Adams over there too, and then it's Seattle. But I'm saying it's Seattle, but then Kansas State's playing against against Miami. So, Miami will be down. So. I don't know. I just hope DeAndre gets a lot of catches. I just hope DeAndre Washington gets a lot of catches.
No.
Thank you so much for the advice, Carwin. I thought Breida was going to be
starting. Wait, Breida is starting, actually.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you know?
No, he's not. I already read. Because I looked up DeAndre Washington on Yahoo in our church league, and they say he's a starter.
Okay.
So.
You don't think you would have seen that on your own at some point? What makes you think you would have?
Yeah. I would have seen it eventually, yeah. Because I check fantasy every day. I spend an hour a day watching.
Oh, maybe. But yeah, wait, what were we talking about? What game is this? Oh, yeah, we already went through that. Yeah, I already said my thing. Yeah, 21-15.
Yeah, Washington.
Bills. Steelers.
All right, we're moving to the Sunday night game. The Buffalo. Yep.
Speak for yourself.
I think we both have the Bills.
Who? I'm picking up his backup, not you. See ya. Reserve.
I said Robert Spillane.
Yeah. Ain't nobody I can.
The linebacker. See, you got Bud Dupree out. You got Robert Spillane out. Who's the other one? Not to it, but
yeah, that guy. I forgot.
Devin Bush. Devin Bush is out. Yeah. So you got another good Steeler player out. Joe Hayden's not playing.
Hey.
Oh, Stephon Diggs is gonna have a good game then. John Brown.
John Brown.
Yeah, there's no way I have to start Stephon Diggs over McLaurin. No, he's on injured reserve. Yo, both of these teams there you go. 27.8 points per game.
Can't make wife out of a hoe.
Bills averaged 288 passing yards.
Is that bad?
They average 102 rushing yards a game.
Yeah.
I can't tell with their bad running backs. Josh Allen must get a lot of that. You know, Isaiah McKenzie gets his 20-yard carry here and there.
I'm glad I started on the game. He had blip. Blip. Yeah, blip.
What, two touchdowns, right?
I told you that. Yeah, now you want to listen to me? But you put them in your top five last week.
No, I always thought they weren't that good.
I didn't care. I knew they weren't that good.
Yeah, but they were undefeated. Yeah,
I put them maybe number six. I wasn't putting them on the top five.
Yeah, Bills very impressive. They won 4 out of 5. Their game they lost was on a Hail Mary to DeAndre Hopkins, or else they could have won that game. They could be 10-2, but they're not.
Right.
But the Bills are going to win this game. I'm very confident in them. I got the Bills winning this game probably by more than one possession. Okay, maybe that's a little too much, but I got the Bills winning this game 27-23.
All right, yeah, the Bills, they've really arrived this year. They went to the play. Yeah.
Oh, can I say one thing, Carwin? I am so sorry. Bills -2, over-under is 49.
As they should be.
So the Bills are favored. By Vegas.
Hell, stop it.
Deontay Johnson's the best receiver on this team this year.
He wasn't even on my radar.
Just imagine.
No, I'm saying this year, coming into the year, he wasn't even on my radar.
He's on mine. Well, that's because his role increased. He went from being like the punt returner to like the fourth receiver to being like the number three receiver.
Wait, so was Deontay on your radar or what?
Receiver on that team now.
You picked him up. Hey, where, when, how?
Then I picked him up. I picked him up in my family. I picked him and Justin Jefferson up on the same day. I dropped CeeDee Lamb. The week that Dak got hurt, I dropped CeeDee Lamb and AJ Green and picked up Justin Jefferson and Deontay Johnson on the same day. And this was in a league where I already had Kenny Galladay and Devontae Parker. So, and those guys aren't even playing that well. So I got, when those playoffs are, I'm gonna have Jefferson, Ayuk, and Deontay Johnson, and two of those guys will be starting for me. Maybe three of them. This is the league where I have Miles Sanders, James Conner, Derrick Henry, and Austin Eckler. So, oh, and I have Darren Waller and Josh Allen.
Great.
And the Rams defense. I should be the clear-cut favorite to win that league, but go ahead, Carlin.
Yes, the Bills, they're coming into this week hot, playing better, even better than they were last year, dare I say, and they made the playoffs, lost in the first round to Deshaun Watson's comeback, though. We remember that. He was stellar. But, yeah, the Bills, they're doing a lot better this year. Josh Allen is much improved from last year with the addition of Diggs. He's been going in around Diggs, who's top in the league and catches and receiving yards and all that stuff. Who cares? But, yeah, and then Cole Beasley, he's been doing good. John Brown on injured reserve, but Gabriel Davis has stepped up. I keep telling Vincent about him. He don't want to listen. He's done nothing but caught touchdowns in two straight games ever since John Brown was put on injured reserve. So they got a very good wide receiving core, Moss and Singletary. They're okay. But they can churn a little bit. And, yeah, Josh Allen, let's give our viewers a little bit on Josh Allen here. Out of Wyoming, big kid. Vincent met him his rookie year.
Oh. I didn't meet him. I watched him play.
Vincent pretty much met him. Like in the front he row. Just didn't know it. Josh Allen didn't know. But, if was he the first quarterback taken?
No, he wasn't.
What was he? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
The first quarterback taken.
And that's all the thing. He was probably interesting. What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait. David Johnson's on the COVID list.
Is Duke Johnson on the waiver wire?
All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
In the ESPN league?
No, I already tried looking for him.
So you would have started him instead, wouldn't you?
Yep. I already tried looking for him. No. Well, he would have been my leading candidate, but that's crazy, bro. I had David Johnson and Miles Gaskin. They both tested for, yeah. They both were placed on the COVID list a day before the freaking playoffs start. What a joke.
But yeah, it's not a very interesting take. It's probably right, Sharp. He said if Josh Allen went to a bigger renowned school like Alabama or Clemson, Ohio State, LSU, you know, somewhere like that. Wait, I'm missing one. Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, LSU. I'm forgetting one. What's the other one?
For what? Like big, good football teams? Oklahoma.
Alabama, Clemson, LSU. They were, yeah, so if he went to one of those, he said he thinks he would have been the number one pick in the draft. No, but it's all right. It'll come to some point. But yeah, he would have been end up being the number one pick in the draft just because of the talent, the prototypical size, athleticism, the strong arm. So. Which I guess, looking back now, yeah, you can really say that. Josh Allen, he's MVP candidate this year. He's
much improved from that guy that couldn't throw 300-yard passing yard game to throwing 400 and 300-yard games. So he's been doing really well this year. And the Steelers, I'll give the Steelers a little bit slack on this. They've been in a precarious situation with the COVID stuff and had to play a lot of games a bit sooner than other teams. So I guess I could see them being a little gassed from that game against Washington, in which they almost won. So, but they're still not in my top five. But yeah, I'll give them a little slack on that loss, though. The Bills are going to come out with this win here. They got a better offense than the Steelers do. Josh Allen's playing at a really high level. The Steelers are losing some key pieces on defense, and look for them to lose this game, but make it a decent game. So I can see it coming down to Roethlisberger trying to get a touchdown to tie the game. So I think it'll be 27-20, Bills. Yeah. Mm-hmm, for sure.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, and then we got the Monday night game. Ravens play the Browns. These two teams played in week one. Ravens kicked the Browns' ass, but this time might be a little bit different. Even though the Ravens are still kind of a heavy favorite. 3-point favorite, 46.5 over-under. Dez Bryant won't be playing as he was put on the COVID list last week. Guy tested positive for COVID less than an hour before the game started. Investigate Jerry Jones for me, please. Anyway, Lamar Jackson leading the team in rushing yards. Seems like he does that every year. Nick Chubb, 133 carries, 799 yards. Lamar Jackson, though, 116 carries, 669 yards. So maybe we do have a running back playing quarterback. But Marquise Brown. 41 catches, 555 yards, four touchdowns. Jarvis Landry, four touchdowns. He had four. He had one against Dallas, one against the Steelers, and then he had.
It just feels like he's only had like two.
Here, don't disrespect Brown now.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Hey, you got to use your soldiers, right? Gotta use your soldiers. Jarvis Landry, 54 catches, 676 yards, two touchdowns. He's finally coming along. Denzel Ward's gonna be out. That's good. Well, if you're a Ravens fan, I should say. Browns 5-1 at home. Give me the Ravens on this one, though. Yeah. Yeah, give me the Ravens on this one. 30-23. No, that's a little too far apart. 30-27.
All right. Yeah, give me the Browns on this one. Nope.
Like Marquise, I mean,
I know the Ravens won this meeting, the first game of the year. But, you know, that was the first fresh. Yeah, that was week one. Everybody was fresh off that COVID madness.
That was week one.
No preseason, no OTAs, none of that stuff. No training camp. People were coming in there rusty without a game plan. The Browns are on a winning streak. Mayfield's playing better. Their run game is top of the league. Even though Odell's not there, Jarvis and Rashard Higgins and DPJ, Vincent's boy, who he grew up with, is playing well. And I think the Browns are gonna pull. And the Ravens, they've underwhelmed based off what we saw last year. I'm sorry, but that's the facts, Vincent. And you know it. You're not gonna deny it. So the Ravens are underwhelmed compared to last year, and the Browns have exceeded their expectations coming into this year. So I think the Browns are going to end up pulling this one off. They're gonna run the Ravens into the ground with Brown and I mean, run the Ravens into the ground with Chubb and Hunt, get some play action going, and I think they're going to lose this game. But Andrews will be back this week. Look for him to come in clutch and catch about two touchdowns, get eight catches for over 100 yards. He'll do that. He'll do that. He'll do that at least. But and Dobbins, he'll probably get like 80 yards rushing and a touchdown, but it won't be enough to pull out this win. And the Browns are going to win this game 31-28.
I'm hoping so. Between the two of us, you had the Monday night player. If I'm up by 30, I'll feel confident. But if I'm up, yeah, look at projections, bro. I'm projecting to beat you by 34. JV McKissick's not going to get you
11
catches for 88 yards and a touchdown. Because the defensive coordinator is going to make sure all those defensive linemen and linebackers are guarding
McCarr, McKissick, please.
They're not going to be down there.
Yep. Virginia Tech.
Well, I'll be rooting for Logan Thomas. So, I thought about picking up Peyton Barber all week long. I'm like, nope, can't do it.
The fans? What?
Did you see what I did in the fantasy league?
Who did they pick up?
Someone's fantasy pickup, waiver wire pickup.
Who did it?
They picked up Logan Thomas. It was Dex. Yeah. When I said three times, if you are not in the fantasy playoffs, do not pick up any players. What does he do? He picks up a player. What does he do? He picks the only player that I wanted. Well, I also picked up the Rams. So, Rams got me a pick six.
Right. Yeah, but what do they do if one of their starting players, like their only quarterback they got, is out or something? They can't go pick them up? Vincent, you said they were welcome to play in their consolation.
They're not playing for anything. Yeah, with the teams that they have. They can't add any more players. How would you feel if you wanted DeAndre Washington?
That'd be like
someone who's not in the first come first serve.
I guess so. But yeah, so wait, what are we talking about now?
I was gonna talk about this Rams Patriots game.
Yeah, Super Bowl rematch. That game
and then call it a night. I meant to start out with that game, but we just got right into the predictions.
No, I was passing it off to you.
But what happened, Carmen?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Jared Goff. Jared Goff, he had a good game. I gotta give Ryan Shadle credit for that name. But Jared Goff, he had a decent game. He had a rushing touchdown. He had a passing touchdown in the Cooper Cup. Cam Akers, your boy, should have started him in fantasy against me. He probably would have had a better chance. He played well. He had, what, .157 or something like that and a touchdown? He's finally emerging as a starting running back. Daryl Henderson had, like, two carries. Malcolm Brown didn't have any, so Cam Akers is the clear-cut starter for that team now. He'll be the next Todd Gurley. Yeah, he'll probably be ranked high if he keeps playing well. But Carmen. Cam Newton didn't look impressive. That's why I picked up the Rams defense this week, because Cam Newton's awful, and the whole Patriots team is awful. The offense is awful. They put up 45 against the Chargers. I am surprised, but keep in mind they had a pick six. No, they had a block kick and a kick return. So 14 of those points came from special teams. And then Anthony Lynn couldn't coach that game, and he couldn't coach the previous game either. I hope he'll be able to coach this game, though, but I don't have Justin Herbert playing, so I don't really care. Go Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, I mean, were you surprised by the result? I wasn't.
I kind of expected the Rams to win. I was just more so disappointed that Newton didn't put up a better performance, because they were on a roll. They needed this win. So I think I'm just picking them to play a bit better than that.
Yeah.
The Rams defense is good to be too much. And
Also, the Ravens, yeah.
The Patriots just don't have the offensive weapons that they need. Mm-hmm. They've been playing. They've been playing with bottom of the barrel the practice squad either. Guys, and it's just not good enough.
I'm not counting N'Keal Harry, but he might as well be.
Whoa, you think N'Keal Harry and Jacoby Myers are bottom type players?
Actually, Jacoby Myers gets more respect.
What about James White? And...
Yeah, I said not counting him, but
N'Keal Harry is a first round.
But he made a couple good, nice catches, but season overall just hasn't been good. So.
Mm.
Patriots, they need to make the moves off on the offensive side of the ball. Defense is still good. Goff didn't. Outside their rushing yards, they allow Goff didn't have a super impressive performance. He did enough to go. So they're good on the defensive side of the ball. They just can't generate the offense that they need to
produce better, to
produce more wins. So mm-hmm. I know they got some cap issues, and Belichick hasn't been very good with his draftings for wide receivers. So they need to look into next year and place a higher value or in free agency and in getting a wide receiver, because that's all they don't have. That's all they don't got, Vincent. They have running backs. I think Newton is good. When you provide them with the wide receivers, mm-hmm. so get them somebody to throw to, and your mm-hmm. team will be better. So, yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah. 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 Also, Garwin, Patriots should consider signing Garner Olszewski.
He's already there.
The Patriots should consider signing Garner Olszewski.
Oh, start him? I don't know. Maybe. I mean,
no, he should
he's start good on special teams.
Olszewski.
Yeah, he's cool. I'm sure. He looks kind of like somebody that would be related to you.
I like Olszewski.
Yeah, he does. From your white side.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, see. So
well I am mixed, so
yeah.
That's
not even how it's spelled either.
You know. He ain't all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Olszewski. Like what the hell? Yeah. I honestly feel like it's like Olszewski or something like that.
Oh, you go.
Top five teams, Carwin, go. Give me the Chiefs. Give me the Saints. Give me the Bills. Give me the Packers. Give me the Seahawks.
All right, so Chiefs, Saints.
I knocked Pittsburgh out of my top five.
And Browns. All right, never mind.
What?
Wait, actually, let me think. Never
mind. I mean, that's your opinion, but like. The Browns, they beat Indianapolis this year, didn't they?
I know they got blown out by the Steelers. So, yeah, never mind.
I know I did an over-under bet with that game. I can't remember who won.
Actually, Rams. Yeah, Rams are number five. Yeah.
Yeah, they got blown out by the Rams. Yeah, because
their
too.
Defense. Yeah, see? Mm-hmm. I know how to pick them.
Yeah, you know, so, yeah, Rams take number five. Take the Seahawks out. Yeah, you and the Rams.
Really well right now. So, yeah, Rams.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Carwin Anthony Towns. And I will be texting you all
the way I'll be by probably around like 2 o'clock for about an hour, and then I'll leave. It's like, y'all have fun though. But you're welcome to stop by
anytime
if you want to before work or something. Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, Carwin, you might have to. Do you work Monday night? To 11:30.
Okay,
when J.K. Dobbins has a bad game,
do that.
I got
you're
work.
You're like
I got
my own person. So yes,
to watch the first half. So. All right. But thank.
Let's go to bed.
All right, Carwin. Thank you so much.
Wait, have a
great day. Get some sleep. I know I won't. It is 5:40. I'm waking up at 11 because I'm gonna give my dad his birthday present, and then we'll try to, and then get the dinner. And yeah, I'm waking up at 11, so I'll get like 5 hours of sleep.
Talk to you guys tomorrow. Appreciate it.
Yep.